Welcome back to the Warren County Radio Bible School. When Jesus stood on the Mount of Transfiguration, there appeared to him Moses and Elijah. And we're studying that account by way of Elam's notes for the Sunday School notes he wrote for November 23, 1924. And Elam thought it would be a good idea for us to reread the story of Elijah. And that's what we're doing. We've already read how he suddenly appeared, and then how he had that contest with the prophets of Baal, how Jezebel wanted to kill him. He flew, and he fled, very discouraged, wanting to die. But God said, I have 7,000 that have not bowed thy knee before Baal. And then we read about how Ahab wanted Naboth's vineyard, and Naboth would not sell the vineyard. But Jezebel had false charges brought against Naboth and had him killed. And then Ahab goes down to take possession of Naboth's vineyard. And who should meet the king in the vineyard but Elijah the Tishbite? Well, we're going to read that story from 1 Kings chapter 20. And before we do, I need to remind you that the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. All are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. Now let's continue what we're reading in the book of 1 Kings, chapter 21. I'm going to go back to verse 17. The word of Jehovah came to Elijah the Tishbite, saying, Arise, go down to meet Ahab, king of Israel, who dwelleth in Samaria. Behold, he's in the vineyard of Naboth, whither he is gone down to take possession of it. And thou shalt speak unto him, saying, Thus saith Jehovah, Hast thou killed and also taken possession? And thou shalt speak unto him, saying, Thus saith Jehovah, In the place where the dog licked the blood of Naboth shall dogs lick thy blood, even thine. And Ahab said to Elijah, Hast thou found me, O mine enemy? And he answered, I have found thee, because thou hast sold thyself to do that which is evil in the sight of Jehovah. Behold, I will bring evil upon thee, and will utterly sweep thee away, and will cut off from Ahab every man child, and him that is shut up, and him that is left at large in Israel. And I will make thy house like the house of Jeroboam the son of Nebat, and like the house of Baasha the son of Ahijah, for the provocation wherewith thou hast provoked me to anger, and hast made Israel to sin. And of Jezebel also spake Jehovah, saying, The dog shall eat Jezebel by the rampart of Jezreel. Him that dieth of Ahab in the city, the dog shall eat it. And him that dieth in the field shall the birds of the heavens eat. But there was none like unto Ahab, who did sell himself to do that which was evil in the sight of Jehovah, whom Jezebel his wife stirred up. And he did very abominably in following idols, according to all that the Amorites did, whom Jehovah cast out before the children of Israel. 1 Kings chapter 21:27. And it came to pass, when Ahab heard those words, that he rent his clothes, and put sackcloth upon his flesh, and fasted, and lay in sackcloth, and went softly. And the word of Jehovah came to Elijah the Tishbite, saying, Seest thou how Ahab humbled himself before me? Because he humbled himself before me, I will not bring the evil in his days, but in his son's days will I bring evil upon his house. Now let's turn from the book of 1 Kings to to the book of 2 Kings, and we're going to read chapter 2. And it came to pass, when Jehovah would take up Elijah by a whirlwind into heaven, that Elijah went with Elisha from Gilgal. And Elijah said to Elisha, "Tarry here, I pray thee, for Jehovah hath sent me as far as Bethel." And Elisha said, "As Jehovah liveth, and as my soul liveth, I will not leave thee." So they went down to Bethel. And the sons of the prophets that were at Bethel came forth to Elisha and said to him, "Knowest thou that Jehovah will take away thy master from thy head today?" He said, "Yea, I know it. Hold ye your peace." And Elijah said unto him, "Elisha, tarry here, I pray thee, for Jehovah has sent me to Jericho." And he said, "As Jehovah liveth, and as thy soul liveth, I will not leave thee." So they came to Jericho. And the sons of the prophets that were at Jericho came near to Elisha and said to him, "Knowest thou that Jehovah will take away thy master from thy head today?" He said, "Yea, I know it. Hold ye your peace." And Elijah said unto him, "Tarry here, I pray thee, for Jehovah hath sent me to the Jordan." And he said, "As Jehovah liveth, and as thy soul liveth, I will not leave thee." And they two went on. And 50 men of the sons of the prophets went and stood over against them afar off, and they stood by the Jordan. And Elijah took his mantle and wrapped it together and smote the waters, and they were divided thither and thither, and so that they too went over on dry ground. And it came to pass when they were gone over that Elijah said unto Elisha, "Ask what I shall do for thee before I am taken from thee." And Elisha said, "I pray thee, let a double portion of thy spirit be upon me." And he said, "Thou hast asked a hard thing. Nevertheless, if thou see me when I'm taken from thee, it shall be so unto thee. But if not, it shall not be so." And it came to pass, as they still went on and talked, that behold, there appeared a chariot of fire and horses of fire, which parted them both asunder. And Elijah went up by a whirlwind into heaven. And Elisha saw it, and he cried, my father, the chariots of Israel and the horsemen thereof." 2 Kings chapter 2 and verse 13. And he saw him no more. And he took hold of his own clothes and rent them in two pieces. And he took up also the mantle of Elijah that fell from him and went back and stood by the bank of the Jordan. And when he took the mantle of Elijah that fell from him, and smote the waters, and said, "Where is Jehovah the God of Elijah?" And when he also had smitten the waters, they were divided hither and thither. And Elisha went over. 2 Kings 2 and verse 15. And when the sons of the prophets that were at Jericho over against him saw him, they said, "The spirit of Elijah doth rest upon Elisha." And they came to meet him, and bowed themselves to the ground before him. And they said unto him, "Behold now, there are with thy servants 50 strong men. Let them go, we pray thee, seek thy master, lest the spirit of Jehovah have taken him up, and cast him upon some mountain or in some valley." And he said, "Ye shall not send." And when they urged him till he was ashamed, he said, "Send." They sent therefore 50 men. They sought 3 days, but found him not. And they came back to him while he tarried at Jericho, and he said to him, "Did I not say unto you, go not?" 2 Kings 2 and verse 19. And the men of the city said unto Elisha, "Behold, we pray thee, the situation in this city is pleasant, as my Lord saith, but the water is bad, and the land miscarrieth." And he said, "Bring me a new curse, and put salt therein." And he brought it to him, and he went forth into the spring of the waters, and cast salt therein, and said, "Thus saith Jehovah, I have healed these waters. There shall not be from thence any more death or miscarrying, So the waters were healed unto this day, according to the word of Elijah, which he spake. 2 Kings 2 and verse 23, and he went up from thence unto Bethel. And he was going up by the way, there came forth young lads out of the city and mocked him, and said unto him, Go up, thou bald head, go up, thou bald head. And he looked behind him and saw them, and cursed them in the name of Jehovah. And there came forth two she-bears out of the wood, and tare 40 and two lads of them. And he went from thence to Mount Carmel, and from thence returned to Samaria. Now we can see from these readings that Elijah was a mighty prophet among the prophets. It was Elijah that prayed, and it did not rain for 3 years and 6 months. Then he prayed for rain, and it came. In James chapter 5, verses 16 through 18, we read, Confess your sins one to another, and pray for one another that ye may be healed. The supplication of a righteous man availeth much in its working. Elijah was a man of like passions with us, and he prayed fervently that it might not rain, and it rained not on the earth for 3 years and 6 months. And he prayed again, and the heaven gave rain, and the earth brought forth her fruit. Elijah lived, in round numbers, 900 years before Christ. He lived when the kingdom of Israel was under the very wicked King Ahab, and his still more wicked wife Jezebel was most corrupt. He was the law restorer and preserver. He reproved the king, the queen, and the false prophets alike. He was a fit type of John the Baptist, in whose spirit and power John came. Elijah never died. He went up by a whirlwind into heaven, in a chariot of fire drawn by horses of fire. Moses died in the land of Moab, and was buried there in a valley, and no man knows of his grave, Deuteronomy 34:5-7. But it seems since Michael the archangel and the devil contended about his body, that it was withdrawn from the grave by him who had the power of death. Jude 9, Moses was the head of the law, and Elijah was the head and representative of the prophets. The New Testament speaks of the law and of the prophets. It seems fitting that the great lawgiver and the greatest of the old prophets should return from the state of the dead to confirm the truth that Jesus indeed is the fulfillment of the law and of the prophets, to whom all center. How the apostles knew Moses and Elijah is not stated, but most likely Jesus told them, or perhaps by hearing their conversations. They identified them by what they said. Moses and Elijah were in spirit bodies, and these bodies bore a striking resemblance to their earthly bodies. They, with Jesus in this glorified state, are examples of the complete redemption of the race. Now we read in the book of Luke, chapter 9 and verse 31, that when Jesus was on that Mount of Transfiguration, that there appeared unto him two men, Moses and Elijah, who appeared in glory, and spake of his decease, which he was about to accomplish at Jerusalem. Moses and Elijah appeared in glory with Jesus. They were in glorified bodies, and the halo of light which emanated from him surrounded them. They spoke to Jesus of his decease, which he was about to accomplish at Jerusalem, not only in his death, but in his ascension, his departure, as the word really means, which was soon to be accomplished at Jerusalem. And they talked in the most important matter of heaven and earth. And the angel of God strengthened Jesus in Gethsemane for his death in answer to his prayer. May we not conclude that Moses and Elijah also encouraged him on this occasion to endure the cross and despise the shame? Did they and this glorification come in answer to his prayers?